Hey friends, I wanted to talk about something that literally just came to my mind. And what I mean by literally, I mean literally. I'm sitting here, and those of you who know me, I am a woman of faith who believes in God to be the head over my life. And with that, I have encounters with him where I get revelations, and these revelations can look in many different ways. In some ways, it is through clarity, through a mental process, intuition, and whatever it may. So I was sitting here, and I was just thinking about when I was homeless, and I just was giving away a lot of things to, like, charitable organizations because I was storing my items in storage units. And, of course, the smaller, the cheaper. And the less I had to load, the less I had, in general, the less I had to move around. And I remember I just wanted to, like, compact everything, and I had so much that I was just giving things away. And it wasn't a feeling of sadness when I gave it away. It felt like a load off. And then when I finally found a place to live, it became like a sense of, you know, okay, let me purchase certain things, and I found a balance with my home and what I wanted to purchase and bring back into my environment. And I was thinking back on that and contemplating on the decision, and like, wow, I just freely gave. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think what brought me to God's realization was I was focused on, okay, I could have used those things, though. You know, I could have, maybe they weren't important, like a couch, you know, but, you know, my vinyl records and my recorder, vinyl recorder, and my DVDs and certain things like that, like, they were so minute things and so small. Some people would be like, why didn't you just keep those things? It wasn't that big. It was taking too much space. But it was still something that I had to shrink down my life to what I valued the most. In that moment, in those moments over time, that even though those things weren't large in its capacity, it was something that wasn't seen as important long term. So that's why they were given away. And after contemplating now, after a few years later, it's like, well, man, I could have really used that, or at least used it in my home and decorated, or was able to watch some old movies and things like that. And I just felt God saying, Christina, not everything that you had to give away, even when you were comfortable, needed to go with you into your new place. And I just felt God just making me realize that although those things weren't bad things, although it didn't take up room, although those things weren't a hindrance in my life, and although those things weren't making me compromise certain values or anything like that, they didn't have purpose or value. in my new home where I needed to start fresh and I needed to see what I valued and I needed to see what I needed, what was purposeful, what made sense. Because if I would have carried over those items, I never would have took the time to identify what made my home home to me. In a new part, in a new season of my life. And that realization just carries over to so many things. Like, how many times we want to take things that were good memories, that were good times, or that were sentimental objects from past relationships or friendships, memories from childhood. We're just like, oh, I can't let this go, or I can never lose this. I never want this to get lost, or I'll never give this up. Thinking it's going to better our future or it's going to make some type of pivotal clarity in our lives down the road, and really it's not adding anything, nor is it making us lose anything. The value of that item was for that time, and we had our moments and we were able to reminisce. And at some point, we just need to let it go. That's the hard part, is realizing, okay, I'll just say this. For me, the hard part wasn't letting go. It wasn't saying, okay, I'll give this up. Okay, I don't need this. The hard part is now realizing that I gave that up so freely and what I could have done with it now. And there are some of us in our time of reflection where we're in a season of restoration and restoring, and we're thinking of what we could have used in our past to restore our future. And none of that is ever or was ever needed. Anything that we had in our past and was used and was valued does not make it less and doesn't make us less for using it during that time. It doesn't mean it wasn't meaningful. It doesn't mean it has purpose or ever had purpose. It just means that we needed something different. We needed something new. And that's okay. It's okay to not bring things and carry things over. To let things go and let them be what they were. I value those items. Those were good quality items and they were well taken care of. But I'm understanding that the more I try to fit it back into my new life, the more it feels like, but what if I didn't get this? Or what if I didn't find happiness doing something else? What if I was so consumed with that? Then they don't feel like they fit anymore. And even if I get a restoration of God saying, well, go get them back. Okay, I'll get them back. Because now, in my new life, they will only enhance and expand what I've already done for myself. They're not contributing something in a way of bringing value. They're enhancing because they already had value before and I already found the purpose for them and how I would use them. And so if they ever came back into my life, I'll just find more appreciation for them and know when to use them in the new life that I set for myself. And some of us are in a place of finding whatever that is for you. What is it that I would bring back into my life if God ever allowed it? And if it came back, would it make sense? Some things will try to find a reason to bring back, and there's no reason for it. And if God never says that's coming back, does that make us wrong for desiring it? And I think not. I think the desire of it brings it to our awareness so that we can present it and ask for it and see if it is something that is in need for our now. It's just interesting how we can get so fixated on certain things, and I'm realizing, now that I'm starting to talk about it out loud, I didn't need that. And I don't know if I find purpose for it. I'm okay with what I have. I'm okay with what I've been given, and I found purpose in what I have, and I'm grateful for what it is. I'm appreciative for what I have, and restoration and restoring doesn't mean refurbishing and reusing and recycling. Sometimes restoration can be new, it can be fresh. It can mean decluttering, it can mean finding purpose. It's just a matter of what is it that we need to pursue during this time so that we don't backtrack into old habits, old ways, old thinking, so we can press forward and just be better than we were, you know? I found a quote, and this quote just resonates with me even right now. I just found it today as well, and maybe this is just a compilation of thoughts, but this quote is from, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, Yigal Amid, and it states, "One thing I realized is that everything ends up working out. Sometimes, even better than you can imagine. Remember this when you're in a hard place or feel like you're being challenged the most. Believe in where you're heading." And it's like that what I once had felt good and felt better. Releasing it felt even better. Be where I am today and remembering that hard place of making that decision was a challenging moment. But I have to believe that letting it go was the best decision I made for myself. That letting it go will bring me further than where I am now. Imagining that can be hard, but if I've gotten this far, then I can only get better. And we all need to get there sometimes. Just realizing that we let it go, or we need to let it go, so that we can find a place of better. We all have a place of better, and whatever that better looks like for you, I truly hope you find it. It's just a question of, are you willing to let it go? Are you willing to allow your restoration be a revitalization of what once was there, but no longer needed for today, for your now? I'll leave it there. So, I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of your week. And as always, to you, my friends, and to everyone, and to those you love, those you are forgiving, and those you moved on from, I hope the best for you. And I'll leave that with you. And happy hibernation.